They say that you should treat people the way that you want to be treated. But what happens if you don't? Or what happens if you are a possum? Now, I really like possums. They're cool animals. They're one of the most prehistoric animals on Earth. They're really smart. They don't get any diseases, and they're overall very hardy. However, I don't like possums when they're eating the head off of one of my four hens. So I have four, well, now three hens on the east side of Lansing. And one day I came home from work about 5-6 o'clock, and it was about 3 years ago, if you remember the winter where it snowed and snowed and snowed and snowed. So the scene is there's like 10 million feet of snow all over the ground, and I'm like trudging out the 20 feet to the coop to check on the chickens, and there's a giant possum in the coop eating the head off of Rose, my chicken. And I panicked. Meanwhile, so all this is happening on the ground. Meanwhile, the little bantam chicken, who's half-sized chicken, is on top of the coop door with all of this happening below her, freaked out. The other two hens are on the porch making a sound I have never heard before or since that can only be described as chicken wailing. And I panicked and didn't know what to do, but got it together, got the chickens in the garage, and slammed the coop door with the possum still in it because I was not gonna let this possum get away with this. So then I was like, okay, what's next? Okay, my neighbors down the street, we can solve this together. I hope they're home. So I took off running as fast as I could down the street to their house. In the middle somewhere, some guy on his porch yells at me, run, Forrest, run. But I'm a distance runner, so I'm used to calls like that, and I just yelled right back, excuse me, buddy, this is emergency, and I just kept running. So got to their house, and I'm like, oh my gosh, quick, explain the story. I have this possum in the coop with my dead chicken. I don't know what to do. How do I take care of it? They were dressed to the nines. They were getting ready for a ballet at the Wharton Center. And I was like, okay, you guys can't deal with possums and dead chickens right now. Okay, I'll keep thinking about this. So I started walking back home. And meanwhile, I'd also called my boyfriend, who was at work, and just told him the story of what was happening. But he was at work, so I figured he can't do anything right now. And he also works down the street. So I get home, and he's there. And I'm like, what happened? He's like, don't worry, this situation's under control. I'm like, what'd you do? He's like, yep, possum's taken care of. Mind you, my boyfriend has been a vegetarian his whole life. So I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, what'd he do? So he had gotten a shovel out of the garage. I guess he hit the possum and then like picked it up, figured out it wasn't rabbit or anything, and then threw it like 30 feet into the million feet of snow. And he's like, okay, I think we're good. And I was like, I grew up in the country and possums play possum. I don't think it's dead, and they're really smart, and now it knows where three other chickens live. We have to do something different. So what ended up happening, because neither of us really wanted to kill the possum, neither of us really wanted to put it in my car, is we took the long-handled shovel, picked it up, and together, this is the most romantic part of the whole story, holding hands, we walked down the streets of the east side together through the snow. And, you know, our favorite part was making turns so the possum wouldn't know ever how to return to our house and find these chickens. And we also loved all the expressions on the car's faces that were driving by as we were assuring them, nope, there is absolutely nothing weird going on here right now. And we deposited the possum into a snowy field where I can only imagine he had a great, hopefully chicken-free life from then on out. And the moral of this story is don't let possums get near your coop. And of all the memories in our relationship, it's memories like those that are like the sweetest. Thank you.